真的是愿上帝的恩典在每一位妈妈的身上特别加倍加添。
We really want to say that, that God give you special strength to all the mothers.
有一对夫妇那他们生了这个刚刚生下第五个孩子之后。
There's one couple that had five children.
这个他的朋友知道他们有需要
So their friends know they have special needs.
就送给他们一个游戏床，就是那个婴儿玩耍的安全床的。
And so actually giving the a special bed for infants.
是英文叫 playpen.
Oh, playpen. Yeah.
然后几个礼拜之后，他们这个朋友打电话问他说：“这个playpen 好不好用啊
？”And so their friends later asked him, "Do you like the playpen? It's very useful."
这个做妈妈就回答他。
And the mother said.
谢谢你们正合我需要。
And thank you for you just give me the exactly what I need.
我每天下午可以坐在里面读书。
So every single day, myself can sit in the playpen to read.
那孩子就没有办法来靠近我。
And so that actually my child will not get close to me.
这个妈妈讲出这个身为五个孩子的母亲的辛苦。
And so the mother really expressed how hard sometimes to be a mother.
其实每一个做母亲的都非常辛苦。
We know every mother works very, very hard.
那这个母亲节呢，可以说是世界性的节日
And so it's a very it's a global celebration for Mother's Day.
我们可以这样说，母亲这个职分是上帝的呼召。
And so this is special responsibility of mother is a calling from God.
是一个非常重要却又是不简单的工作。
It's extremely important and then it's so necessary.
需要很多的鼓励。跟支持
We need a lot of encouragement and support.
我们为现在在场的所有妈妈，我们鼓掌哈！
谢谢他们的辛劳。
不知道你们有没有注意到康乃馨
？And do you ever pay attention to carnations?
一般的花，枯萎之后花瓣都掉了。
And so when the usual regular flowers, all the then they will fall apart.
你有没有注意到康乃馨？其实枯萎的时候，那个花瓣依然聚在一起。
And so the carnation, when they were dried out, it just become a dry flowers.
所以用康乃馨这个花作为母亲节代表的花，真的是很能象征这个母亲永不改变的爱。
And so the carnation really symbolizes the mother's unchanging love.
所以母亲节的设立其实也很能表现基督徒的信仰。
And so the celebrate Mother's Day can represent a Christian's faith.
我们从两个角度来看
And let's looking at the from two different perspectives.
第一个就是母爱可以说是人间看得见上帝的爱。
And the first is the mother's love is God's love made visible on earth.
耶稣在传道的时候，有一群妇女默默地跟随他服侍主。
And so when the Jesus was preaching, there was a group of women follow him.
特别这个耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
Especially his mother Maria.
她怀孕生产然后把耶稣抚养长大
And he raised Jesus from birth
然后她在圣殿里面把耶稣奉献给上帝
He offered Jesus in the holy temple
也跟这个钉十字架的基督共同受痛苦
He suffered when she saw that her son died on the cross
身为这个人子的这个人的儿子的耶稣的角度来看
And from the son of man, when you look at it,
我们看到耶稣从小就顺从父母
He was very obedient to his parents.
一直到他长大
Until when he grew up.
他是家里面的长子
He was the older son.
所以呢他接续他的父亲约瑟的职业
So he followed his father's the occupation.
做木匠的工作
And become a carpenter.
然后照顾母亲、弟弟、妹妹生活上的需要
，and take care of his mother and also his siblings，
一直到他三十岁才出来传道
，until when he was 30。
他在公开传道的三年半的期间
，when he was preaching in the public，
我相信他应该是没办法兼顾这个服侍他母亲的责任
，he could not probably take care of his mother，
很可能是请他的弟弟妹妹们来承担
，so he might ask his brother sister take care of his parents。
当耶稣在临终的时候
And before he died,
他还为他的母亲以后的生活做了妥善的安排
He wanted to take care of his mother.
他的孝心呢，我们可以看到真的是表露无遗。
His filial toward his mother that's really expressed.
主耶稣在十字架上把这个他的母亲托付给他最爱的门徒约翰。
So he entrusts his mother to his disciple John.
在约翰福音十九章二六二七节这样说。
So John 19:26-27.
母亲看你的儿子，又对那门徒说：“看你的母亲。”
And so when Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby.
这句话呢，表达出这个耶稣敬儿子的这样的一个本分。
So he tried to fulfill his responsibility of a son.
他把母亲交给门徒约翰来照顾。
He entrusted his mother to his disciple.
其实话说回来啊。
But on the other hand.
耶稣有一些弟弟嘛，对不对？
And so Jesus has a few brothers.
他的弟弟也能够照顾母亲啊。
His brother can take care of their mom.
甚至耶稣还从第三天从死里复活，对不对？
And he resurrected the third day.
他也可以继续照顾母亲。
He can continue to take care of his mother.
所以其实耶稣是 不是不能照顾玛利亚。
It's not that he could not do it.
这里有一个更深更广的意义。
It's a very deep meaning here.
就是在耶稣基督里面带来新的属灵的关系。
And so in Jesus, there's a deeper spiritual relationship.
我们还没有信耶稣之前
，Before we became a Christian,
我们不是弟兄姐妹
，We are not brothers and sisters.
但是当我们信了耶稣之后
，And once we became a Christian,
我们在神的家里面就成为属灵的兄弟姐妹
，And we become a spiritual brother and sister in the God's home.
其实人的爱心是很有限
，Our love is very limited.
但是当我们被上帝的爱充满的时候
But when our, we've been fulfilled by God's love,
就让我们里面的爱能够更宽广
And so we have more love to others.
也可以跟别人建立新的属灵爱的关系
We can establish a new relationship with others.
所以我们看主耶稣他是何等的完全
We see Jesus is such a perfect God.
他一方面向天父尽忠
First, he committed himself to a heavenly father.
另一方面他也向母亲来尽孝道
Also that he's a filial toward his mother.
马丁路德曾经说过
Martin Luther King has said this.
这个母爱可以说是在人间可以看得见的上帝的爱。
The mother's love is the how God's love showed toward people.
是 Martin Luther 是中世纪的神学家
Right, he's a theologian in the middle century
那这个在希伯来的谚语有一句话这样说
And then in Hebrew there's an idiom saying this
他说上帝因为没有办法把爱散布在每个角落所以他创造了母亲
And so saying that God sometimes can maybe too busy to share his love to in every single corner so he create mothers.
这句话把母亲的爱表达得非常贴切。
And so that really shows how much that a mother's love is.
虽然这句话有一个错误。
Of course, there's an error here.
就是把上帝的全能全知的超越性忽略了。
So we deny the God's in everything.
不过这句话却指出这个母亲的一个天职。
And then point out how important a mother's responsibility is.
我们可以说母亲是上帝的助手
And we can say the mother is a sister of God
照顾神所创造 的人类
And take care of the people
从上帝那里接受神圣的任务照顾儿女
And so they have this holy responsibility from God that take care of their children
在约翰一书一章四到七节这样说
And so in the first John chapter 4 verse 7 saying this
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神而来。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。
And dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
我们在这个经文看到，上帝是全世界爱的源头。
And we know He is the source of love.
有一个人哦，他毕业了很多年之后
，And so one person graduated from school for many years.
他收到这个小学同学会的邀请
，And he got an invitation for his elementary school.
为了慎重起见，特别去买一条新的长裤
And so he was taking things very seriously, so he bought a new pair of trousers.
那回家穿上去呢，发现多了十公分。
And so when he tried on, that found out that the pants was 10 centimeters loose.
所以呢，他就拜托妈妈替他改短一点。
So he asked his mother to do some alterations.
但是妈妈说，啊，身体不舒服，今天晚上想要早一点休息。
So the mother said, I don't feel very good, I need to go to bed a little bit early.
所以没办法帮你改裤子啊。
So I cannot do the alteration tonight.
然后呢，他只好去拜托老婆帮他改。
So he asked his wife to do that.
结果他的太太说、啊、还没扫地，还没有洗衣服、哦、还有好多家事要做。
And his wife said, I have too many chores that I can't do it.
今天晚上没有办法帮你改裤子。
I really cannot help you tonight.
最后呢，他只好去找他女儿帮他改裤子。
So later he asked his daughter to do it.
这个女儿说，今天晚上要跟男朋友约会。
And so his daughter said, I have a date with my boyfriend.
哇，他想一想哦，好吧，那明天还是穿旧的长裤去参加同学会吧。
So then the next day he decided to wear his old pants.
所以他就去睡觉了。
So he went to bed.
然后到了晚上，这个妈妈心里想啊。
And so at night his mother.
他想说，儿子平常对我很孝顺哈、哦，啊，他开口不好拒绝他哈、哦。
And my son is usually so good to me, so when he asks, I really hate to reject him.
所以呢，他就起来帮儿子。改了裤子，剪短了十公分。
So she actually got up and then shortened the pants for 10 inches, 10 centimeters.
然后就睡觉了。
And then she went to bed.
后来这个他太太呢，做完家事，心里想哈。
And so when later his wife finished the chore.
然后老公平常对我很有耐心哦。
And my husband's always very patient with me.
他因为自己不会改衣服，所以开口拜托我。
He doesn't know how to shorten the pants, so he asked me.
总不好意思拒绝他
，so I don't want to reject him either.
所以呢，就替先生的长裤呢又剪短了十公分。
So then she later shortened another 10 centimeters of the pants.
这个女儿回来晚上回来了哈。
And the daughter came back home after the date.
心里想说，哎呀，跟爸爸感情一直很好哈。
I have a really great relationship with my dad.
他总是很专心听我诉苦。
He always listened to my complaints.
陪我谈心哦。
And talk to me.
今天应该替他修改长裤。
And so I really need to help him with the pants.
于是呢，帮爸爸的裤子呢再剪十公分把它修改。
And so she also cut off another 10 centimeters of the pants.
第二天早上呢
，Next day，
这三个女人都分别告诉。他呢这件事情
，and all the three women told the man the same thing.
他赶快去拿着长裤来穿看看哦。
So then he decided to try on that pair of pants.
结果长裤片少了30公分，变7分裤。
So the pair of pants actually were shortened a 30 centimeters, become a like a knee length pants.
他没有生气，也没有责备任何人哦。
He did not get angry or rebuke them.
反而哈哈大笑说：“我一定要穿去给同学看。”
So he was laughing very hard. He said, "I'm going to wear to go to the reunion."
他告诉他们哦，告诉他的同学说：“你看看我妈妈、我太太、我儿女儿对我多好。”
Yeah, guess what he did? He shared with his friends, "Look, my mother and my wife and my daughter, how nice they are to me."
这同学们哦，就一致称赞他经营家庭非常的成功。
And they all compliment him how successful he is managing the family.
各位弟兄，如果你碰到这种事情，不要生气啊。
And so if that happened to you, do not get angry.
这是表示他们都爱你啊。
That means that they all love you.
所以母爱是人类本能，真的是最真最美的爱。
The mother's love is so genuine, it's the most beautiful love.
因为是无私的爱。
It's a selfless love.
它的本质就是牺牲跟奉献。
And always want to sacrifice for you.
想一想我们的母亲是不是这个样子。
Just think about your mother, is she like that?
其实这样的爱就如同上帝爱世界上每一个人
Just like the God's love toward every one of us
借着耶稣基督降生为世人的罪舍命
And through his birth that the sacrifice his love for us
所以有人说母亲是上帝的缩影
And so this mother is the image of God
要反映出上帝对人类的爱
To reflect God's love for us
其实上帝的爱也就是人类母亲爱的源头。
And so the God's love is origin of mother's love.
所以我们在母亲身上可以看到上帝自己。
So when we see mother, we can sometimes see God.
第二个方面，我们可以在生活当中来回应上帝的爱。
Secondly, responding to God's love in our daily life.
这可以有两方面的回应。
And there's two responses we can have.
第一个对儿女。
First of all, to the children.
要教养儿女敬畏上帝，给儿女一生最好的东西。
And teach them, raise them, giving them the best.
箴言二十二章六节说：“教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老也不偏离。”
So the Proverb 22 verse 6: Start children off on the way they should go, and even though they are old, they will not turn from it.
然后新约提摩太后书一章五节说。想到你心里无为之信，这信是在是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你心里。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, I am a reminder of your sincere faith, which you first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
年轻的提摩太可以成为保罗这么重要的同工。
And so the young Timothy becomes such an important co-worker for Paul.
跟着保罗到处去宣教。
And follow Paul to do missionary.
是因为背后有伟大的母亲有尼基。
And because he has a wonderful mother, Eunice.
她虽然是嫁给希腊人。
And even though she married a Greek.
他依然坚持这个传统的犹太式的家庭教育。
He still was holding the traditional family education.
从小就教导提摩太圣经。
And teaching Timothy how to about Bible.
使提摩太呢从小就明白旧约的圣经。
So he understood the old Testament.
后来因为信耶稣基督，他有得救的智慧。
So when he became a Christian, he has wisdom of salvation.
提摩太的母亲有尼基，她知道信仰的传承非常的重要。
And so Eunice understands how important to continue that this tradition.
她深深的知道，当母亲有责任跟义务要把信仰传给下一代。
And so the mother has that responsibility to share that her faith to her children.
所以教养儿女认识上帝。
And so the teach your children to know God.
一生跟随主，其实是我们对上帝爱的回应。
And that's a response to how we follow him.
那对于上帝爱，第二方面的回应是对着父母。
And so secondly is how we treat our parents.
我想庆祝母亲节，庆祝母亲节是为了感恩。
And so when we celebrate Mother's Day, is we want to show thanks to our mothers.
我想母亲最在意的。应该不是物质的东西。
And I think the mother, probably the most thing that they care about is not material things.
当然有送物质的东西是很好哦。
Oh, giving a gift is great.
那我相信妈妈最在意的不是这个哈。
But I bet that the most important thing is not material thing.
而是我们对母亲表达感谢跟关心。
It's how we show the gratitude and how we care for them.
以弗所书六章一到三节这样说。
And so Ephesians chapter 6, 1 to 3.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandments with a promise, so that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth.
所以不管旧约或是新约
Regardless of Old Testament or New Testament
孝敬父母在主里听从父母
And so honor your parents
都是上帝很重要的一个法则
It is extremely important as a command from the Lord
我们知道家庭是上帝设立的
And we know God actually set up the families
上帝要儿女听从父母
And so with the children need to honor their parents.
以表明对上帝的尊崇。
So is to obedient to the God.
然后才能够懂得在上帝的家学习顺服上帝，服侍上帝。
So in God's home that we know how to learn how to be obedient in the family.
所以如果父母还没有信耶稣的话
So if your parents are not Christian yet.
母亲节最好的礼物就是把耶稣基督的救恩给他。
So the best gift is to introduce your faith to your mother.
为母亲祷告。
And pray for her.
为母带领母亲信耶稣，可以说是我们最大的孝顺。
And so lead your mother to Christ as the most important thing.
在美国有一个25岁的年轻人、哦、
And so in United States, there's this young man, 25 years old.
他名叫做凯文 Kevin Lau.
And his name is Kevin Lowy.
Lowy, okay. 他出生的时候就少了一只手。
He was born with only half of the arm.
但是他带着这样的身体在打篮球。
But he used that kind of handicap to play basketball.
他成为第一个拿到美国国家大学体育协会最高等级的这个奖学金、哦、
He received the highest scholarship from the particular the college scholarship.
啊，他是一个残障的独臂的球员。
And so he's a handicapped basketball player.
就他改写了美国这个 NCAA 大学篮球联盟的历史。
So he changed the history of NCAA.
他因为这样、哦被、啊、这个美国的总统小布希、啊、约见召见。
So because that he the Bush Jr. That want to meet him.
啊，请他担任这个联合国组织的亲善大使。
So he became ambassador from UN.
如果你是凯文的妈妈
，If you are his mother，
孩子生下来发现他少了一只手。
When your child was born with only half of the arm,
你会怎么样
？How do you feel?
凯文的妈妈活在教会的肢体的支持当中。
And so Kevin's mother lived in the church with a great support.
活在上帝的恩典里面。
And live in the God's grace.
她不仅自己活得很好。
And besides, she lives very well.
她儿子凯文也活得很好。
Kevin was live very well.
还影响了千千万万的人。
And also influenced thousands.
很多手臂伤残的人也受到这个凯文的影响。
And many handicapped people were inspired by him.
积极的来活出生命中的美好。
Actively live out the grace of God.
更何况身体健全的人也受他的影响。
And how about those people who are totally healthy?
先知以赛亚在谈论上帝的爱的时候。
So the prophet saying this.
他提到母亲对儿女那种关爱的心情。
And talk about how the mother loved their children.
在以赛亚书49章15节。
So in the Isaiah 49.
母亲焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不连续她所生的儿子，即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you.
基本上，妇人生的孩子啊，都是会啊照顾连续。
And so basically, all the mother would take care of their children.
当然，可能世界上有一些特别的例子，妈妈遗弃的孩子。
And of course, there are some mother probably abandon their children.
但是上帝说，纵使有这样的例子出现，他说他不会忘记全人类。
And so even those things, there are cases about God still remember every one of them.
上帝用母亲绝对不会忘记自己孩子的关爱来证明他不会忘记以色列人，当然也不会忘记我们。
So God used the mother's example to testify his love for us.
那我们在这里庆祝母亲节。
So when we celebrate Mother's Day,
除了对母亲献上全心的感谢跟关心，
And besides, we show the gratitude and the care for them.
要学习回到上帝的怀抱中。
And we need to learn to come back to God.
来享受上帝对人类的爱。
Enjoy the, His love for us.
所以记得平常就对母亲表达感谢跟关怀。
So always show your gratitude toward your mother.
不要只有在母亲节、啊。
Not only that happened on the Mother's Day.
也勉励我们每一位做母亲的。
We also encourage all the mothers here.
用上帝的话语教养儿女，为他们祷告。
And raise your kids with God's words.
使他们行上帝所喜悦的事。
And pray for them, and so they can do the things pleasing God.
祝福所有的母亲啊，平安喜乐，有上帝加倍的恩典。
Bless all the mothers that continue being strengthened by God. By God.
我们一起祷告。
And let's pray.
主耶稣，我们在这里同心合意，为我们所有当妈妈的来祝福祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to pray that we just want to bless all the mothers here.
你纪念他们过去抚养儿女的辛劳。
You remember the hardship they have gone through when they raised their kids.
他们所为孩子所表现的爱，就好像 如同上帝对人所表现的爱。
The love toward their children just really symbolizes the love for us.
求你加倍的恩典来赐福每一位妈妈。
Continue giving them more grace and bless them.
让他们在上帝的恩典里面更多的喜乐，更多的平安。
They have a more joy and a peace in you.
求你也帮助我们能够在基督里学习孝顺父母。
And continue to help us learn how to honor our parents.
让我们用圣经的原则来孝顺我们的父母。
Use the biblical principle to take care of parents.
求你赐福我们在座每一个妈妈。
And bless every mother here.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.